When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We're happy to be joined right now by Brian Robinson Jr. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. What's up, B-Rob? Good morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
Good. How are you,
well,
man?
How's you feeling?
How's that hamstring doing, most importantly?
Doing good, man.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you very optimistic then? I know Coach doesn't want you to give away any trade secrets, but are you feeling pretty optimistic about this weekend? Or this, you know, 2 days from now?
Yeah, man, I'm doing everything I can. Doing everything in my power, honestly.
Did you actually think you were going to play last weekend on Sunday?
It was a very great chance. I was, so I was pushing for that.
Right.
It ended up not, you know, working out, but no, it was definitely in the works.
Right.
Sure.
B-Rob, can you take us through the daily routine of what you're doing to try to get the hamstring ready? Like stretching, heat, ice, whatever it is to try to get it done.
Well, I wake up, I come in, and I start out by just like heating it up. Either, you know, going to see the trainers, they put like a heat pack on it to heat it up, or I get in the hot tubs and, you know, stretch and get in the hot tubs about 10, 15 minutes to stretch my legs. Then I'll either go to the weight room and do whatever workout they got for me, you know, just strengthening work. And I'm back in the training room, and they're just doing all types of soft tissue work and, you know, exercises and, you know, just to strengthen my leg and just to get it feeling better. And it's just a process, man. You know, we just grinding at it, you know, just, you know, it's a
All right, B-Rob. So I can feel worse about myself as a human. When you are 100%, what do you go into the weight room and what do you squat like on a normal day? What's a B-Rob squat?
I can squat. I'm squatting no less than 5 plates. So, I mean,
what's the math on that? We never get that high.
5 times 45.
That's at least 5.
Well, it's 450. 450 plus the bar.
Yeah, so that's so like 495, 500.
5 plates going to be 495.
Yeah, right. 495.
I mean, is that like the in the cartoons where you see it just like the bar is actually bending. Almost bending at that point?
Yeah, I'm going for sure. I'm for sure making bars bend in here. I got about 2 of them bent right now.
Nice, I love that.
I can't relate. I can't relate to this.
Brian, have you had hamstring injuries before?
I feel like I have more than I would have liked to.
Right.
Just over the years, you know, and you know, I guess the more issues that I have, just the more it just makes me want to just, you know, get on top of things early and making sure that I'm taking care of, you know, things, you know, to prevent that, you know, hamstrings, you know, down the line.
Do you know about peptides? Because I think they're illegal in the NFL, right? But I think you could use them in college.
What are they?
Peptides. Have you heard about those?
I have not.
You know, for soft tissue injuries.
The problem is, I think they're illegal in the NFL.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know why.
You can't take them.
So stupid. Yeah.
Hey, Brian, what's the experience like for you when you're not able to play and not able to contribute on the field or in a big game watching? What's it?
My head be hurting. But it's very hard to watch. You know, I'd much rather be out there, you know, trying to help my team win. But you know, I'm just over on the sideline, just, you know, trying to, you know, keep the guys motivated, you know, keep them amped up, juiced up, and just making sure that my energy is still, you know, showing and, you know, I'm just staying bright, you know, even though, you know, I'm not out there with them. So I'm just trying to make sure they know that. So I'm their biggest supporter, and I'm just trying to push for everybody to be successful.
What did you see out there? I know that there were 27 points on the board, but it was the most three and outs, the most Tressway punts. Was that because of the Steelers' defense? What did you see?
I just felt like we was playing a little bland. We definitely didn't come out and play our style of ball, and we allowed them to gain momentum and get amped up and juiced up on their side, and they felt they competed well. They competed back, and we kind of put ourselves in a more sticky situation by not handling our business up front. We let them, hang around and fight back.
Talking to Brian Robinson, Commanders running back, take on the Eagles on Thursday. So take us through the week for an NFL team when you play on Sunday, you have a Thursday night game. For you guys, it's on the road going to Philly. I mean, you basically can't even practice. I mean, what's it like? What's the schedule?
After coming off a fast turnaround like this, everything mostly becomes mental. Everything is mental practices, and it's a fast turnaround. So today will be like a Friday in a normal game week. So we will treat today as such. Like a fast Friday. We get in, and get our work done, and get out. And tomorrow will be like a Saturday, which is like a travel day. Mm-hmm. So, the week is just sped all the way up, and like you said, we don't really have much time to, do the physical practicing. So, we have to really focus in mentally, to make sure we get all our work done.
Hey, B-Rob, can you describe to us what it's like playing at the Link, especially in a prime time situation like this? The Philly fans, they'll have all day to pregame and leading up. Is this the most hostile environment in the NFL to go into, especially in a short week?
I think it's an exciting environment. I've had a chance to play there, once, prime time, and it was very exciting. We kept Philly fans quiet for the most part. I think that, it'll be another one of those type of games, if not even more exciting, because we are a much better team than we were a few years ago when we played them. So I definitely think it'll be a lot of hype, around that. But, that's the least of my focus or our focus. We focusing on going out there and pulling out the win,
Talking to Brian Robinson Jr. from the Commanders, running back. I want to go back to the Steelers game. A couple things. So you said what it's like for you on the sideline during the game, that it's tough to watch. Give us your perspective on the fourth down pass to Ertz. As fans, we all kind of thought it was going to be a first down and you'd have a chance to get in position for a game-winning field goal. And then the other part of that equation is, we're just wondering, you got these old referees, they're just running out. It seems like the spotting of footballs is pretty, it's a very inexact science, Brian.
It's tough, after losing, taking a loss and ending like that. I definitely, I think the spotting and, it's hard to give my judgment on it. Even though I don't always agree, but I definitely feel like, we should have either, more advanced, people to just, do their jobs the best, or advanced systems and stuff to like the cameras and on-field cameras and all the stuff to just make sure that, everybody is getting a fair chance at it, and not leaving it up to, somebody else's eyeball all the time to determine, where the spot is, and sometimes the spots be different from different referees on different sides of the field.
Right.
So,
and it looks like the referees are running like 10 yards behind the play sometimes. I don't know how they come up with the spot. So that happens. The Steelers get the ball back, and obviously Russell Wilson draws Johnny Newton offsides on the plays, which clinches the game there. For the Steelers, did you get a chance to talk to them in the locker room? What was the vibe in the locker room afterwards?
I think guys knew, we left it out there. we left plays out there. We left, you know, we handed that to them, you know, and it's hard to, you know, say, you know, Johnny, you know, put him, you know, under fire for, you know, jumping outside. We put them in a bad situation, mm-hmm. very bad situation, you know, and, you know, just as a leader of this offense, you know, I expect us to, you know, not put them in that bad of a situation, you know, at the end of the game. You know, we got to, you know, do our part, you know, which we have been doing at a high level. We just got to continue to do our part to, you know, and go and finish with points and put that game away.
I have a question for you. This is probably a dumb question. I'm sorry if it is. I apologize. But when you do these, like, mesh point, like, RPOs, whatever you want to call them, with Jaden, and he's handing you the ball, and then you know, and it looks like he could pull it out and take it himself. Like, is he making a read every one of those times, or is a lot of that just for show? And it's the design run, and you're getting it either way. Is that a fair question,
RPO,
or is that
RPO is a run pass option,
right?
Every single time it's called, so he had the options to run or pass every time.
And he's really making that read, because sometimes we look at it and go, oh man, he could have definitely taken off there.
Yeah,
that's just hindsight.
Uh huh.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, that's fair. I'm just curious.
It's much easier said than done, you know. And nobody's gonna always be perfect. Not gonna always make the right reads, you know.
It also seems like it's dangerous. Like you could fumble that ball a lot. You know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's just a play in the offense. You know, like I said, you know, it's always a run pass option. So like he's gonna be making his reads, and you know, I trust whatever he sees. You hand me the ball, I'm going with it.
Right.
Hey, here's a theory that some people have been throwing out, and maybe you can comment on it. So if you look at this Steelers game, Jaden only ran for 5 yards, only had 3 carries. And some are throwing out the theory that, well, maybe they're game planning different because of his injury. He's not running as much because of his injury. Is that a factor at all?
I'm not sure if he's been dealing with anything besides the first injury.
Mm-hmm.
He's been pretty good. I'm not sure why or why not. I can't tell you why he don't want to use his legs. And I'm sure he's not going to say it neither. No, he's a tough dude. He plays hard, and you know, I'm sure you know he probably has some nicks and bruises or whatever that. You know, in the back of his head, that, you know, he just tried to prevent, you know, him hurting himself. And, you know, I don't blame him for that. You know, I don't blame him for not taking off and running and doing all that, you know, the extra sometimes.
Right. Right.
So, Brian, when you look at the Eagles' defense, I'm sure you haven't actually looked at them on film yet, but when you look at them just based on what they had from last year, a lot of Georgia Bulldogs on that team too. What kind of threat do they pose defensively against the run game?
I mean, as far as the threats, we know what their interior D line look like. Those are the only guys that, I mean, I can see, you know, be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have some linebackers that play well alongside of their interior D linemen.
So Carter and Davis, you're talking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I expect them to, you know, rally around each other, you know, those same guys that kind of play with each other at Georgia. So I kind of got a great idea of them. You know, but overall, the team pretty much looks the same, you know, through and through, you know, just different pieces, different names. But I don't see nothing else really just exotic about their defense.
Brian, it's time for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. Is Jaden Daniels going to have to wear some Crimson Tide gear during a press conference this week? Because your Alabama guys went into Death Valley and waxed his LSU Tigers. Hmm. Was there like a bet behind the scenes there where he's going to have to wear a Tide sweatshirt? What's going to happen there? He's got to pay something, right?
So we said we was going to do the, you know, we was going to swap gear, but I guess he backed out on us.
He's reneging on it. So come on,
we got one of those. You know, he backed out of here.
Wow,
I mean that's not a stand up guy.
I can't get him. if I can't get him to wear it, then I mean he ain't playing fair because he wanted me to try to make me wear some LSU cleats.
Yeah,
wow,
not happening. Not
hey, one
happen.
One more question for you. Just you know, on the other side of the field, you're going to see Saquon Barkley. And the play that everybody marveled at, I'm wondering what your perspective is on that play where he does the 360, gets around guys, and then does the backwards hurdle over a defender. You're running back in the league. You ever seen anything like that? Were you impressed by it? What do you see in Saquon Barkley?
I've never seen nothing like that before. Saquon, he's always been, since I've heard the name, you know, he's been a exciting, explosive player. Like, you know, I guess nothing really he does now amazes me. But that was amazing. Like, I ain't think it was nothing else he can really do to like amaze me. But doing that was crazy. You know, he kind of dead leg, spin moves off somebody, reverse hurdles. That was insane play. I think that was Player of the Year. You know, Saquon, a great player. I love the type of, you know, the dude he is. Yeah. Great character, great player. Excited to go, you know, head to head with him. You know, that's what I do this for, man. You know, be able to compete at this level against guys like that. You know, I'm glad he's in the NFC East, so we get to see each other two times a year and kind of just, you know, go at it, man.
Motivates you.
When is the first time you heard of him? Was it during high school days, college days? He's a couple years older than you, I guess.
Yeah, I was in college when I first heard of him. You know, probably my early years in college when I first heard of him. You know, he first started, you know, running real well at Penn.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
State. So I'm not sure if I was still in high school. I can't even remember, but I know I really for sure, his name for sure stuck to me like around like my freshman year in college ish.
Right.
All right, B-Rob, get that hamstring healthy, man. We're sending good vibes your way. Hopefully, we'll see you out on the field on Thursday night.
I have a good vibe.
You have a good vibe?
Yes.
All right. So do I.
I have a good vibe.
All right, B-Rob, we'll talk.
Yeah. I need that, man. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, yes, of course. Sir. Of course,
yeah,
man.
Thank you,
buddy. Cakes will massage your hammy. He's offered his hand.
Whatever you need. He's a good masseuse.
I would give you a hammy transplant. Now, mine's not going to be as explosive as yours.
Yeah, you don't want that one.
I would do that for you. All right, B-Rob. Best of luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
That's Brian Robinson, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com. For more information, we'll do EB's entertainment page when we come back.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.